President Bush followed tradition in the days after this week's State of the Union, heading out of the Capitol to promote some new policy proposals. So while Congress debated Mr. Bush's calls for more troops in Iraq, the president went to Wilmington, Delaware to talk about alternative fuels, then to suburban Kansas City to talk about health care. NPR's Don Gagne was with the president in Lee's Summit, Missouri. Here's a page from his reporter's notebook.
The St. Luke's Health Center is a sprawling complex in this fast-growing Kansas City suburb.
Rich, thank you very much for inviting us here to St. Luke's. We had a fascinating tour of your facility.
But for a high-priority item in the president's agenda, this was a low-key affair. There were big stars, the president and his Health and Human Services Secretary, Mike Leavitt. The setup was a roundtable discussion. Joining the VIPs from Washington were six local residents, a doctor, two small business owners, a hospital executive, and two employees of small companies. The event lasted 50 minutes. No questions from the press corps, nor from the audience. In fact, there was no audience, and all of the participants were of one mind.
The tax deduction is going to help you folks?
Yes, very much so.
$15,000?
Yes.
$7,500 for a single person.
I can't imagine why someone would not
before
think it would.
Well,
like all White House road trips, this visit came off without a hitch. Still, it all seemed unusually subdued, nothing like the rousing tax cut tour the president embarked upon early in his presidency, or the Save Social Security town hall-style meetings he hosted following his 2005 State of the Union address. Mind you, the president was not without his personal touch. Here he's chatting with Esmeralda Wergen, who works at her grandmother's Mexican restaurant.
You recommend it?
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Grandma.
How your cheese enchiladas?
Perfect. She makes them herself.
Does she really?
Yeah. She's back there.
What's her name?
But that was about as electric as it got. The room was small and crowded, the issues technical by nature. It was hard not to notice Mr. Bush's occasional impatience as the explanations wound on. A State of the Union address is supposed to set an agenda for the coming year and build momentum, not just in Washington, but out in the country as well. But this late in a presidency, in the midst of an unpopular war, that may be asking too much.
NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne.